I know you're the busiest man. You got your whole family down in South Carolina. So I don't know if you had a chance to watch Michael Murphy's new video DVD yet on Why in the World Are They Sprang?
No, I've been out on the beach where they're not sprang.
Well, good for you.
So let me talk about it and encourage everybody to watch it. Michael Murphy made with Ed Griffin a film on chemtrails called What in the World Are They Sprang? And he's followed it up with a new one called Why in the World Are They Sprang? And the website is whyintheworldaretheysprang.com. I cannot recommend this to you highly enough. This is a must watch. And what he focuses on, and for those of you who haven't heard Clifford Carnicom's interview on the Solari Report, it's outstanding. You can go back, and Carnicom walks through the different possibilities of what they're doing with chemtrails. But Murphy focuses just on geoengineering, and he makes a very compelling argument that the droughts that we're experiencing are induced. And one of the reasons they're inducing them is so they can force the farming community to adopt genetically modified seed on the idea that genetically modified seed can continue to perform in a drought and with less water, and also to help consolidate control of farmland. And it's an exceptionally compelling, very professionally done documentary, and from everything I've seen, I think he's nailed it. And if you asked me, could the leadership possibly be this nuts? The answer is yes. And I think one of the reasons the answer is yes is I truly believe that if we're going to have a digital currency, that the only asset that can possibly back and make that go is seed and food. Oil won't do it, particularly with what's happening with new energy technology. So I would really encourage you to watch it. Why in the World Are They Sprang? It will infuriate you, except when it's done, the world will make a lot more sense to you. So any comments, Franklin, you want to make on all of that?
No. You know, I'm an optimist. I'm looking for the best always.
Well, you know, my pastor when I was in Washington used to say, if we can face it, God can fix it. And one of the things I love about Murphy's film is, you know, for so many years I've said to people, look, you've got to create a source of fresh food and water that is trustworthy. And I think it's hard for most people to fathom that they need to make a change that's radical. In other words, it's so convenient to just walk down the store and get your food. And when you see this, you realize, oh my God, I do need to make sure that the farmers around me who are growing non-GMO food survive. I really need to do that, because if I don't do that, you know, I'm not going to have any food to eat. And that's when you realize that supporting your local farmers and building a local fresh food supply is really absolutely essential. I gave a speech up in Hamilton, New Jersey. It was great, and sort of described everything, where everything was. And this wonderful Italian entrepreneur came up to me and says, okay, I get it. I have to go buy farmland, hire a farmer, and make sure I have food. I said, you got it. You got it. Anyway, so to me, in a backwards kind of way, this will really put the burr under everyone to really go out and start building that local food system. And to me, that's a good result.